Live from Liverpool, we don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Hello, you wonderful, beautiful, dare I say, amazingly talented people. It is, of course, Wednesday, which means that it's time for a We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. Now, you may be able to tell, again, that there's no Becca with me today. Oh, boo. We have just done, earlier this morning we've done a Patreon episode because I managed to grab her on the way to an appointment. So we recorded one in the car, so that's up on Patreon. So there's a bit of Becca over there for those who miss her dulcet tones. And for those who don't, you will recall, not saying that anyone doesn't, but you recall on the weekend I said that the Don't episode this week, which is today, which is this thing that's coming through your ears, is going to be about podcasts. Yes, we're going to talk about podcasts, and more succinctly, we're going to talk about podcasts that Kev likes. I'm Kev, by the way. Sorry, I'm just going to take a sip of coffee. Ow, that's far too hot. I think I've burnt my throat. Anyway, so yeah, that's what we're going to do today. That's what we're going to talk about. I'm upstairs, which is our living room because it's a duplex, yes. And I'm going to talk and discuss through some of the podcasts that I love and that got me into podcasting and that made me want to do podcasting in the first place. And also then some of the podcasts which have basically like new kids on the block in terms of people who have listened to podcasts for years that I, like I have. Yes. So and I thought that'd be interesting. There may be some ones that you don't know and you may then go and search them out. It might be a good jump off point for you to go and listen to some new stuff and search some new stuff, because I often find that although October is going to be a belting month for podcasts, if you're into the paranormal, which I think you are because you listen to this, genuinely and generally, October, the last 4 or 5 years, has been a boom month for people like me who like to download paranormal podcasts, because that many, even podcasts that aren't normally paranormal, they start to put out ghost stories and all this sort of stuff. And it's just a really great month. I love this month. It's my, my favourite month of the year. Hooray! Followed closely by Christmas, because I'm a big kid. Anyway, so I started listening to podcasts very early on. Downloading them onto like an iPod. Bloody hell. Boomer. Yeah, with an iPod. And some of the ones I got into first off were comedy-based ones, really. There wasn't that many paranormal ones about. So I listened to, for example, still ones that are still going. Funny enough. So Richard Herring. Yes, I suggest if you like comedy, you go and download Richard Herring's podcast. It's the Richard Herring Leicester Square Theatre podcast. He basically interviews lots of people, famous people genuinely. Generally, I keep saying genuinely instead of generally. I don't know. It's like an autocorrect gone wrong in my brain. Anyway, go and listen to him. He does some really funny interviews. And he asks random questions to these celebrities at the end, like, what would you sooner have, a hand made of ham or an armpit that dispenses suntan lotion? You know, the important questions he gets these celebrities with. And it's done live. It's very good. So go and check him out. Then in terms of the paranormal, one that I first got onto, because he's been going for years, and I still listen to now whenever he puts an episode out. He is a fellow Scouser, but he's a very well-spoken Liverpudlian. Or ex-Liverpudlian, he now lives down south. And he's been, like, in the radio game for years. His name's Howard Hughes. It's not the Howard Hughes who obviously died in a mysterious plane accident, because he wouldn't be able to do podcasts. Quite simple, that, really. He's got a podcast called The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. So search for that. I know there's another one called Unexplained with Richard McLean Smith. It's not that one. I'm all right with that one, but I can't get through the first 5 minutes normally, unless I'm interested in the topic. But The Unexplained with Howard Hughes is spectacular, because he interviews everybody from the paranormal field. I think in the past, he may have even had Lorraine Warren on, I'm pretty sure. She's now obviously dead. But he interviews anyone who's anyone, is that right? He interviews everyone who's anyone in the paranormal world. He's very good. Some of his interviews are cringeworthy because the people are very, you know, I don't know what the word is, very antagonistic, and you're thinking, why isn't he jumping in? But he acknowledges that. He just lets people flow. So he's interviewed David Icke, for example, you know, people like that. Very good. I do suggest you check him out. He's wonderful. Got a lot of time for Howard Hughes. And then obviously I'm a wrestling fan. I'm not going to batter you with wrestling podcast because you're not wrestling fans probably. But I then got into, of course, listening to Mr. Jericho talk Is Jericho. That's his podcast. I am now fortunate enough to have his number in my phone and be able to text him occasionally and just say, like, I'm texting Chris Jericho. And because I'm a big fan, obviously, I need to act mature when I do it. And that's why I've stopped drinking, really. Not one of the... It's one of the reasons, but not the main reasons. But I've stopped drinking so that I don't do stupid things like pull my phone out. I'm the one celebrity I have in my phone. I don't bombard him with voicemails and texts. So, yeah. But Jericho's brilliant because he... It's not just a wrestling podcast, that. And this is what I'm trying to say, is that if you think he's just going to bang on about wrestling... Yes, he does interview wrestlers. Because he's a wrestler. You know, he's got access to them. But what he also does is he interviews people like me and, like, you know, paranormal people of interest and things like that. So go and check it out. It is an amazing show. He's been doing it for years and he manages to put out two a week, be front a band that tours the world and also wrestle full time. I'm sure there's three of them. I really am. Anyway, so go and check him out. Talk Is Jericho. That's the name of that. Getting back to the spook stuff. Now, this is the podcast that I would say made me want to do podcasting. Now, you will know because I've talked about it in the past, and it may come as no surprise because it sounds often like I've got verbal diarrhea. But I must have something missing within my personality that makes me crave attention and the need to perform. Because I've done many things, you know. I haven't just done podcasts. I've done stand-up before, live music gigs, writing songs. I've done acting before. So I'm all-around bit of a bell-end, really. But that sort of person that's made me into, anyway, that I am, sorry, not that that's made me into, means that when I listen to this podcast, which is called The Parapod, I was a massive fan because it made me laugh out loud, and it still does. If you genuinely want to hear, I know that me and Becca have a believer and skeptic dynamic, and that's a natural one, that's not forced, you know. She just, as you will tell, she's got no interest in ghosts. She's got no interest, realistically, in wanting to be on the show. She's warmed to it a bit since people have been nice to her. But The Parapod is a genuine setup of two comics, two stand-up comedians, who one is a believer and one is a skeptic. And it is hysterical. Like, I'm no word of a lie, it's hysterical. It's hosted by Barry Dodds and Ian Bolesworth. So go check it out. I think there's three seasons up The Parapod. So the first one's about ghosts, first season that is. The second season, I think, mysteries and then conspiracies. But honestly, it's hysterical. Like, laugh out loud, look like you're insane on a bus, sort of hysterical. They've actually done a film about it. It's the first podcast to be turned into a film, self-funded, as far as I'm aware. And I managed to... I managed to... harass a local cinema, the Everyman Cinema in Liverpool, to show it. It took about a month of me literally waking up and tweeting them every day, saying, I mean, if you follow the Twitter, the We Need to Talk About Ghosts Twitter, you'll know this is true. I'd wake up most days and be like, hi, Everyman Cinema. I had spaghetti for tea last night. And how are you getting on with The Parapod? Getting shown. To the point where, like, even the guy from The Parapod were like, you've actually got this put on. So they did, they put it on. And then, of course, COVID hit and... it was pulled before we got a chance to see it, which was a pain. But I did, off the back of all that, I've managed to interview Ian Bolesworth. So you will notice, not notice, you will see that there's an interview with Ian in one of my past episodes. Go check that out. I'm not sure what episode number it is like, because I'm not much of a researcher. But two amazingly funny fellas. And honestly, if you do one thing today, in terms of listening to podcasts that you've not listened to before, go and listen to The Parapod. You will thank me for it, I guarantee. Anyway... when The Parapod stopped, I missed that show so much. I started debating doing my own podcast. And I thought, it's got to be hard work. You know, it's got to be... I've already got the music set up. So I had like recording equipment. I had obviously recording software, microphones, all that. I thought, it can't be that hard, that difficult to get it set up. And you know what? In truth, it's not. So to anyone, any aspiring podcasters out there, it is easy enough to do. And if you do need any advice, just drop me a line. You know, get in touch. Contact at talkaboutghost.com and I'll get back to you. If you are looking at starting your own podcast, I'll give you whatever advice you need. And there's been a few people who have started, who've listened to my show. I'm not saying Whoa. I'm not saying by any stretch I've inspired people to start a podcast. But there are people who've got in touch and said, can I just ask how you do this, how you do that? And I've done that myself. I've done that with many people. And you'll find that the podcast community are generally, I always said generally instead of genuinely, but either would have applied there, really nice people. So I've asked many people, like Ghost Story Guys, Real Life Ghost Stories, those chaps. I've got in touch with all of them. Said, do us a favour, I haven't got a clue how you do this. And they went, no worries, here you go, because they're from Texas. made myself laugh there. That's stupid. So I've actually got a list I'm going through here. Okay, so then, also, Monsters Amongst Us. I nearly said Mongsters then. That wouldn't be nice. Monsters Amongst Us is an amazing little show. It's not a little show, it's a huge show. Hosted by Derek, and people call up, basically, and leave a message, and say, like, hi, Derek, I'd just like to tell you about the chupacabra that ate my grandmother and spat her out again. And he's like, wow, that's a great story. Thank you, Derek. He's really good. So go check that out, Monsters Among Us. He's got a back catalogue and a half. So if you look at it, it's like there's 100-odd episodes that are for about an hour each. So it's a sort of show you can just put on and listen forever. So that's what I've been doing during lockdown, finding these little shows like that I've got an entire back catalogue. So please do go and check out Monsters Amongst Us. It's a really good one. Obviously then, I also then, a few years back, because I do this, and I'm sure you do too, is that once you've gone through all the podcasts that you listen to, you then just put in ghost stories, or whatever, or paranormal, or whichever, and see what comes up. And if it's something that you haven't listened to before, you give it a go. If you like it, you like it, and you subscribe. And if you don't, then you don't. But that's how I stumbled upon the Ghost Story guys, Brennan and Ian. And that this was literally a good few years back. Well, about 2 or 3 years ago. And I'd like to think I was one of the first listeners. And by that, I kind of know that I am, because I remember listening to one of the shows, which was like episode 4 or something. And they were like, we don't even know if anyone's listening to this. Oh, that was my Brennan impression. I think I do a good Brennan impression. I'm saying that because I've just done it then and it sounded a bit like him. Let me try it. This is my Brennan impression of Ghost Story Guys. Are you ready? And today we're going to be talking about... Oh, no, that was terrible. That was terrible. I do apologise, Brennan. And you know what? I could do that. Let me try again. So I was in... No, that was terrible. So I was in... No, I'll just stop. Anyway, so... I've talked about the Ghost Story Guys before. I don't need to tell you pretty much anything else about the Ghost Story Guys other than to say, go and check them out. If you like true ghost stories, which you do because you listen to this show, unless you just like to listen to the insane warblings of a madman who's slowly declining into... Anyway, before I finish that sentence, go and check the Ghost Story Guys out. If you like true ghost stories, that's all they do. You know, they also have amazing repertoire with each other and rapport with each other. And it's really warmly, that's a terrible way of speaking, it's a really warm podcast. It's a sort of podcast, there are a few podcasts I think that you can put on, and it's like putting on a comfy pair of slippers, or a dressing gown, and you're like, now just relax. But the Ghost Story Guys is up there with them sort of types. And I mean that as in the highest form of compliments that I can give. So go and check out the Ghost Story Guys with Ian and Brennan. I'm talking very fast, and I know that I am, because I feel rather faint. Hold on, let me have another swig of my very hot coffee. I shouldn't slurp, and I should edit that out, but I'm not gonna. Okay, so where are we? Ghost Story Guys. Okay, then that takes me on to, of course, you will be no doubt unsurprised to hear that my next suggestion is, of course, Real Life Ghost Stories with Emma and Dan. I say this because I remember those guys starting off. They had a rapid ascent to, like, mega downloads. I was watching them on Instagram and being like, what? They were like, hey, we've had 10 downloads. Like, well done, guys. And then, like, I blinked and it was like, oh, 2.3 million downloads. Like, what? Hell in a cell. And you know what is the cracking thing about it? You're not going to meet two nicer people. I mean, you might, you know, if you've got a nan and a granddad, you might argue the toss there and you may win. But in terms of people that you've never met before, my interactions with Emma and Dan have been amazing. You know, just dead friendly, very friendly people. You know what? I don't know whether I'm spoiling something by saying this, but they were due to come over before all this. We were going to meet up and have a mega big podcast session, as well as do a little bit of investigation in the flat. But obviously then, the Nord, this effing COVID has ruined everything, hasn't it? Well, we'll get you in 2021. So, yeah, you know how much I love those guys. They're just brilliant. Again, it's real, well, you know, hello, listen to the title of the show, but it's real life ghost stories. That's what it is. You know what did make me laugh, though? I remember, it was about a month ago. Now, obviously, the neighbour's cat comes in and out. The neighbour's cat comes in and out of our apartment. And somebody on some sort of like review site or something went, put something like, it was something along the lines of, yawn, this is just too reminiscent of Tiny Bims from real life ghost stories. And it was like, that is the best attempt of like antagonism comments that I've ever seen. Because the implication there is, of course, that I've said to Becca, listen, you know what we're missing, what real life ghost stories have got? A cat. So should we go and get one? Yeah. It was brilliant. And I thought, God bless that person for thinking that that's how our minds work. And we are changing the name of the show soon. So actually to Very Real Life Ghost Stories. I'm going to change my name by deed poll to Emma. And just to put the cat amongst the pigeons. And Becca's going to become Dan. So that's exciting. No, we're not. But do go and check out the show. It's amazing. It's the staple, if you will, of the genre. It's a certain genre within itself, isn't it now? You've got, obviously, the paranormal genre of podcasts. But within the genre of podcasts of paranormality, you then also have these, like, co-hosted podcasts where... And these are perfect. That these guys are the best at it, in my opinion, you know, of a male and female dynamic where they're discussing things and telling stories. Really good. So go and check them out. They then have led me through, not those guys in particular, but through listening to all the plethora of podcasts that I've just talked about there. You know, I need to acknowledge the fact that I've got generally accepted as a successful podcast. You guys know this because you listen. And because of that, you know, I've also then had people get in touch with me and say, check this out, please have a listen to this, do our promo if you wouldn't mind, things like that. And from that, I've got talking to people, and the podcasting community is a wonderful space. Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. So a good example realistically would be Matt, you know, the lovely gentleman who does some admin for the Facebook page. You know, he's turned into a genuinely good fella. I did mean genuinely then, by the way. But a good fella, and as in a good friend. And, you know, he's also started his own podcast with his Mrs. Freya called... What's it? The Shame? I forgot. Oh, no. Full Movie Podcast. So go check that out. He started his own podcast, yes. And just an all-round nice guy, you know. So there's podcasts splurting out everywhere. And what they do is they review, obviously, full movies. Hence the name, Full Movie Podcast. It's very good. It's starting to get lots of momentum now, so... Go and join that momentum and help them out with a few downloads and listens. Back onto the paranormal side of things. There's a YouTube series, which obviously isn't a podcast, but there's a YouTube series which I've got talking to, hosted by Faye and Joe, called The Ghost Trail. Or The Ghost Trail Series, in fact. And you will remember them when from the quizzes that we done during the start of lockdown. They done a guest episode, or a guest round, and... So that's Faye and Joe. Go and check them out. Of course, we've got Sinead and we've got Nick from Poisoner's Cabinet. I've started to listen to them lots myself recently. They cover poisoners throughout history as well as making cocktails, which seems a bit counterintuitive if you're listening to somebody describe death via poison and then the same person who's telling you that story says, now, put together this concoction and drink it. You're like, oh, I must admit, I haven't done the drinking part because I've stopped drinking. But other than that, it's a really great show. So go check that out, The Poisoner's Cabinet. Then I would suggest Booze and Bourbon with Jen and Kim. Now, Booze and Bourbon, again, it's an alcohol and spirits, pardon the pun. It's an intentional pun, isn't it, really? But, you know, it's that sort of deal, ghosts and boozy sort of stuff. But they're really good. Again, it tends to be, they can do, like... historic hauntings, you know, like the Blair Witch, that's a fictional haunting, Kev, like the Bell Witch they've done, I think, and they'll do like reader stories and stuff, and genuinely, if you check out the Instagram, the two of the most photogenic people like you'll ever see in your life. I, on the other hand, photograph like an old boot. But go and check out Booze and Bourbon. It's a cracking podcast. And again, it's one of these, if you subscribe to each of these as I'm saying them, then you've got quick fingers and a really good internet connection. No, but if you do, then when these release one episode each week or whenever, you'll find that you'll go a very long time before you need to listen to anything else. If you like them, that is. I'm sure that you will. So, yeah, and then we've also, you know, I've spoke in the past about Annie and Will's, what the F is in this book. They kind of, for me, and I've mentioned this before, and I think someone's went, no, they're not at all. You've got that very wrong. I'm like, oh. But I stand by it. I think they're kind of like a naughty version of real-life ghost stories. And I don't mean naughty as in, like, they swear and, they, you know, they talk about sex and things like that. I'm being very schoolboy now. What I mean is it's like, I don't know, there's just an air of... You put it this way, if during an episode they managed to set the place on fire and the episode just ended because they'd accidentally have to run away, you'd believe it. It's a brilliant little show and you should... I say little, that sounds patronising. I don't mean like that, but you know what I mean. It's a brilliant show. Go check it out. That's What the F, and you know what F stands for there? It obviously stands for furlough. Which we've all discovered during the last 6 months. It doesn't. It stands for F-U-C-K. Yes. What the F is in this book. Hosted, of course, by Anne and Will. So go and check that out. Well, Annie, sorry, and Will. Go and check that out. Because that's a very good show. So I think that's going to be all my suggestions, really. Oh, we've also... Hardly Paranormal. I think they're... I've just wrote down Hardly Paranormal and nothing else. So I apologise, gentlemen, no ladies. But they've been in touch and they've had a show. I think we've done a promo for them in the past as well. So I think that's everything from that little list. So let me go through. Yeah, and I apologise. I don't know how coherent all of that was. But now you've got me back. This is just Kev. So now it's going to be slightly more coherent because I'm not reading off a list. I'm not trying to think out of anything. I'm going to empty my mind and just waffle for the next few minutes. But in a coherent way, which makes you follow my train of thought. Yes, I'm walking around my kitchen as we speak. So I do hope you liked that little list of podcasts. I think, generally speaking, what is with that word? Generally, genuinely. I'm going to, you know what? I'm not going to use that word for the rest of the podcast. Or either of those words, should I say. So what I will say is you'll probably find you've already got or downloaded a lot of those shows that I've already mentioned. And if that's the case, then I hope that there was at least something there that you could find that's brand new for you to check out. I can't emphasise enough how funny the Parapod is. And if you've never heard it before, I am genuinely envious of you. Seriously. You know, when... I don't know. I've never really been into films as such. For example, I remember... when Jurassic Park first came out. The first one, yes. And I was in junior school. And everyone on the playground was running around going, have you seen it? God, it's the best thing. They're like, I'm pretty sure it's a documentary. It was like, it's not a documentary. Go boil your head. But because I hadn't seen it, and because I wanted everyone to stop talking about it, I said that I had seen it, and it was crap. Just so in the hope that everyone would go, oh, is it? Oh, we may as well stop talking about it then. Didn't really happen. It actually just ostracised me from 99.9% of the children on the playground. They were like, well, his opinion doesn't matter. He's trying to start a ghost club, for Christ's sake. And he thinks Jurassic Park's crap. And I was in the corner by my ghost stone going, well, that's because it is terrible, yes. Well, you know, they're like, what was the worst part about it? And I was like, the direction and the lighting. They're like, no, the story. Ah, oh, I didn't care much for the story. Fell asleep, in fact. That gets me out of a lot of trouble. Yeah. Why did I say that? I've just completely forgot why I'm talking about Jurassic Park. That's concerning. Why, seriously, why was I talking about Jurassic Park? See, this is where you need Becca, because she'd be like, you were talking about this, you bore. Yeah, so sorry about talking about Jurassic Park there. I have no idea how I got onto that topic. Anywho, oh, was I talking about the Parapod? Yes, I was, and the fact that you'd be envious. Sorry, I'd be envious of you if you're just stumbling across the Parapod for the first time. I'm talking about it so much now that as soon as I finish recording this, I'm going to go and listen again for the umpteenth time to the Parapod. Because it's just dead good. Some of the lines in it, I'm not even going to spoil it for you. Just go listen to it, genuinely. Did I say it then? Oh, bollocks, Kev. I'm not going to spoil it for you. What's another word for genuinely? Truthfully, you're going to laugh out loud. And don't we all need that sort of activity in our lives? Yes, we do. One other podcast of note before I sign off here. The only niggle with this is that there's a paywall with it. Is Audible, unless you're already a member of Audible, the Alan Partridge podcast has just launched on Audible. Now, it's not a weekly thing. It's about 18 episodes they've released in a drop, in one big bulk mass thing. And because I got a new phone recently, I got 6 months free Audible. That's by the by. Anyway, it meant that I could download this entirety. And oh my God, it is... I love Alan Partridge anyway. And it is the funniest thing ever. If you're in the States and you're wondering who the hell Alan Partridge is, he's a fictionalised character, or a fictional character, by Steve Coogan, of an ex-BBC TV presenter gone to seed. And you really need to Google and watch some clips of him, because he's hysterical. He's a hero of mine. Anyway, his podcast is phenomenal. I won't give you any spoilers about it. But yeah, I've just finished all 6.5 hours of it, and in about 2 days, and it is genuinely worth signing up to Audible just to get that. And then delete it, you can keep the thing, I believe. So yeah, there's my podcast recommendations. So, that's been We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts, and we didn't. I'm sorry if you found that difficult to get through. I always find that if I'm reading from a list or something, I stammer and I stutter, and it's hard for me to keep on track or sound interested. And I do apologise for that. So if this has come across as an awful episode, then please forgive me. I know not what I do. Please forgive me. I can't stop loving you. Don't deny me the pain I'm going through. Please. Is it please forgive me or please believe me? Anyway. So I'll let you go. And we'll speak to you again on Sunday for a normal, standard, good old Spookfest episode. Until then, take care of yourselves and each other. Copyright Jerry Springer, mid-90s. And we will speak to you on Sunday. Okay. Daddy bye.